Have you ever noticed how some people effortlessly influence others while you struggle to get your point across? The secret lies in 7 specific words that trigger predictable responses in the human brain. These magic words aren't about manipulation, but about understanding how language shapes thought and behavior. When we communicate without understanding these principles, we're like magicians performing tricks without knowing how they work, sometimes successful, often not, never understanding why. The science is clear. Certain words activate specific neural pathways that either create connection or trigger resistance. Master these 7 words and you'll transform your ability to motivate others, resolve conflicts, and build deeper relationships in every area of life. We face a universal challenge that transcends all relationships, getting others to take action. Despite technological advances that have multiplied our communications, genuine connection has declined dramatically. Research shows empathy has dropped 40% among young adults since the 1980s, while narcissism has risen correspondingly. This explains why traditional motivation attempts fail. We resort to begging, bribing, or excessive reasoning. When these approaches inevitably fall short, we escalate to nagging or manipulation, further damaging relationships rather than building them. The word yes fulfills our fundamental need for acceptance. Research shows marriages fail when partners can't affirm each other, instead engaging in contempt, criticism, defensiveness, and stonewalling. These patterns not only hurt feelings but physically harm us by elevating blood pressure and compromising immune function. Our fear of rejection is primal. Public speaking ranks as our top fear because it risks public rejection. Our brain interprets rejection as a survival threat. Conversely, yes signals acceptance and understanding. Studies reveal optimistic salespeople outsell pessimistic ones by 35% as they respond to outcome questions positively. Even if naturally pessimistic, saying yes creates positive neural pathways. In conversations, find early points of agreement. Saying yes initially reduces tension, builds rapport, and creates receptiveness. Nonverbal yeses through body language are equally important. Smile, maintain open posture, make eye contact, and mirror actions to pass the other person's initial threat assessment. The word but has a remarkable psychological effect. It erases everything before it and amplifies everything after. This but effect transforms how listeners process information. When someone says, "I'd love to help, but I'm too busy," they emphasize their busyness over their desire to help. Reversing to, "I'm too busy, but I'd love to help," highlights their willingness instead. Use the but eraser strategically to transform soft no responses. As Derek Halpern explains, acknowledge the objection, use but to erase it, then offer a compelling alternative. You could wait until later, but what if you forget? We're here and can handle everything now. Our brains crave causality. Harvard psychologist Ellen Langer's research shows that requests followed by because gain significantly higher compliance, even when the reason is meaningless. From age 2, humans develop an insatiable need to understand cause and effect. The word because satisfies this craving. While because works for small requests, complex tasks require stronger reasoning. As task complexity increases, so must the quality of the reason. Human motivation exists on 6 levels: need to, working to pay bills; have to, providing for family; want to, enjoying social aspects; choose to, exceeding requirements; love to, blurring work and pleasure; and called to, serving a purpose beyond oneself. The deepest motivations are intrinsic, not driven by survival needs or external rewards. Your name has a unique ability to capture your attention amid distraction. It triggers bottom-up listening, an automatic response that commandeers attention even mid-conversation. Research shows our names influence us profoundly. The name-letter effect demonstrates that people prefer things connected to their names. Kathy prefers Coke, Peter prefers Pepsi. This extends to major life decisions. People named Denise are more likely to become dentists than lawyers. Using names strategically helps team members feel valued. People often quit jobs not because of money, but because they feel underappreciated. When handling emotional outbursts, use the person's name loudly while matching their intensity to create a pattern interrupt. Follow with an unexpected statement like, "You're right," to stop them in their tracks. When someone says, "I don't know," asking, "What would you say if you did know?" unlocks hidden knowledge. This creates hypothetical space that removes pressure and allows people to access intuitive knowledge they didn't realize they had. People naturally resist being influenced due to our deep drive to exercise free will. Research confirms this. When study participants were directly told which option to pick, they chose the opposite 76.5% of the time. Using if to create hypothetical situations, if I could show you a way, bypasses resistance without triggering defensiveness. Even anticipating regret, what happens if something were to happen to you, can dramatically shift decisions. With complainers, asking, "If I had a magic wand, what outcome would you want?" redirects them from implementation details towards solutions. The word help transforms relationships from independence to interdependence. While we desire significance, creating dependency is problematic. As leaders, our goal should be empowering others to function independently. Good call center employees transform angry customers into allies using plural pronouns like "let's" and "we," mini magic words that communicate, "I'm on your side." Though managers know delegation matters, most don't delegate enough due to vulnerability. Our culture values self-sufficiency. Chloe's three laws of delegation offer a solution. First, if someone volunteers for a task, give it to them. Second, allow people to fail safely. Third, bring people problems, not solutions. The brain engages with problems, but becomes bored with pre-packaged solutions. Gratitude transforms relationships, yet most people express thanks too rarely. Ungrateful bosses damage morale, while thankful ones boost productivity and retention. Gratitude serves as a measuring stick for life's meaning, showing we've contributed value beyond monetary compensation. Viktor Frankl observed that finding meaning is our primary concern, and hearing thanks measures our contribution to others. A sincere thanks better indicates value than money, explaining why we deeply crave gratitude. Research shows grateful people live 7 years longer, feel less pain, exercise more, sleep better, have less depression and anxiety, more energy, and recall more pleasant memories. Even if gratitude isn't natural to you, saying thanks can help develop it. Embodied cognition suggests that physically speaking thank you signals your brain to produce grateful feelings. Effective thanks should be timely, complement the benefactor's attributes, recognize their intent, acknowledge their costs, and articulate the benefits received. Words remain our most powerful tool for human connection. While we can have too much stuff, we can never have too much meaningful connection, the true magic in life. By mastering these 7 words with positive intent, you transform your communication, relationships, and ultimately your life. In a world of screens and superficial interaction, these magic words offer a path back to what matters most, our connection with each other.